Okay. Joe Wells. Where you at, Joey Joe?
I don't want to say this is shallow. I just want to say it's more street level, I guess. It had a placeholder of a title, but I don't like it, so we're just going to call it Untitled. One woman is looking to share a man with her husband. Another messages me for some fun on a webcam that costs $3.99 a minute. And another says she wants a friend with benefits. But she's actually a prostitute. I've paid a lot to be with a woman, but I don't want to give up my money or sexuality for a piece of ass. Yet this blue screen is burning my eyes out, and the beer and cigarettes have become stale. These are the options I have left at 3:24 a.m., the day after Christmas. No one comes around anymore. To tour the bars, smoke, and talk. To listen to the radio play quietly into the night. No one wants to come by anymore for a piece of me, of soul, a meaningless memento. Hell, in this state tonight, even if I did follow through with one of the offers, or if she came back around, I could not even muster a heart on. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. Stefan, where you at? Come on, buddy.
Thanks, Don. The robin as a tree knot. Lawn clippings in a poorly laundered bag. Trapped they stand herded, white as sheep. Close knitted into rabbit ears they stand, impersonating those that seethe them most. I once saw a pair of garbage bags as the Virgin, one with its head on the other. Excuse me for misconstruing the Pietà.
The next poet, Harmony. Come on, Harmony.
So this poem, the inspiration's about this really cool plant that I read about. It's called the Carvey plant. It blooms purple, and it blooms every 7 or 8 years in India, so it's kind of a cool celebration when that happens. This is 7-year plan. 1. Pop, pop, pop. The mountain tries to speak with us. We smash our cheeks together, echo the conversation of dried seed pods. 2. Gentle Carvey will hold her breath for 7 years until her face turns indigo. 3. The locals shout out, Mel, Mel, Marathi for together. They speak about the flowers, but look at us. 4. After the monsoon dries, we collect the tender stalks standing in Sahidris. We thatch our roof with the long bodies of seeding anticipation. 5. The cows in Maharashtra are restless. They miss chewing nectar and search the hills for the delicacies of seedlings. Mirroring cattle, I seek your body and find fruit there. 6. The honeybees act languid. They want to save their energy for the 7th season. We laugh at their lethargy and steal honeycomb until our hands stick together. 7. As you kiss me, the western ghats bloom lavender. Thanks for listening.
Lighter over there on the floor. So Joe's. All right. The next one is Kathy.
Kathy,
come on up.
Well, I'm one of the oldies but goodies, and I was an Army nurse, so this is where this comes from. I was stationed in Vietnam for 13 months, but this is about Fort Sam Houston. Squads, platoons, marching left, 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 right, left, gas masks, classes, the compass, fill, marching left, 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 right, left, lost him. I was the good girl trying to discover herself, lost in a sea of olive drab green, giving up what was real to taste the folly. Real never dies. Folly dies a quick death, killed in action. Marching left, 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 right, left. Staying true to oneself is the hardest lesson. Coming way too late on my carousel of time, marching left, 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 right, left. I know what I gave up to remain a good girl. Lonely. Marching left, 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 right, left into the battle.
Thank you, Kathy. Aaron, where are you at? Come on.
There's an ancient Chinese philosopher of whom I'm rather fond called Zhuang Zhou. And there's one particular comment about him that I think really captures his appeal. It goes like this. Watching the world sinking into turbidity before him, he could not speak to it in solemn language. This poem is not written in solemn language. It might be solemn anyway. I'll leave that for you to judge. One quick note, a bottle brush is a kind of tree. The flowers are rather spectacular. You might want to look it up at a later point. The bottle brushes tongue the air, their flare a warm reminder how your now arriving reverie will be co-opted, symbolized, surprised by meanings off the cuff and stuffed. No, crammed. No. Glutted with the pithy tale of alien sensation, maimed by aimless jocularity, will be unfelt, fitted to rot. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. Bob Zola.
This is just a 10-syllable poem. It's a tenku. As I've said to Don before, in this fast-paced world, who has time for haiku? Cat pissing on my car, it must be love.
The next poet is my friend, Paul.
Howdy. 16 lines, four line, four scenes. Under Freudian rebate. A surreal omnibus interstate yeast. Free fall radical. Early bird perfume. It was glandular like tomato dent. Ignore Latin glaze at spread suction clip. Nostril flirt, identical mutation. Low hung tort, candidate for an argyle. Palinesque as scrimshaw on a kumquat. Hirsutism that overcame bubble wrap. If chia porn is Higgs boson dodo, I am easier black than understood. An apothem of your pent disposal. The amalgamated cud for a gist. When all withdrew for closing an era, perhaps another divides its procurement. At such a wake, do not cite rhetoric to challenge or ban. The echo is one. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Ian? Yeah. Ian. No,
anybody here remember working in the mill? God bless you. There's a couple guys, one, just the one guy.
Yeah, behind it, Martin Coat Works.
Good. Bloomy Mill, J&L, and U.S. Steel. And it's kind of like a fragment in time and largely lost. A lot of the stuff I do are things I've lived, and this is one of them. This is entitled Man-Made Sun. In the winter, we take our breaks near the blooms. Steel cooled the yellow hot, fresh from the mold. Standing 20 feet tall on boxcars, I'm told, it was like facing the sun in a sauna room. It glowed white, yellow, orange, on a faux sunset beach, a beach of slag with no drink within reach. The fire of the open hearth, exploding rings of molten fire, the thunderous pounding of machines that shaped and made steel beams and wire. Cascades of sparks fly from the scarf beds. Rods and sheets of steel take form. Man is fragile and he dreads a misstep that would make loved ones mourn. The blooms throw heat like mini suns, cast light on humble hillside hovels. We bent to our work, clearing the track, working hard with picks and shovels. Thank you.